Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's up? This is DeJuan Boyd, a.k.a. DJ Rabbit, representing Rabbit Productions, hanging out chilling with my girl, Cy Boogie. That's right, Cy Brown, right here on LifeRemixedRadio.com. Say word.
Hey, everybody. It's Monday, December 15th. I just want to give a quick hello to Sandy, who is How Elegant, who just called me. I saw it on my caller ID when I was logging in to do the show. So I hope she'll be with us in a second so she can know that I am reaching out to her and saying thank you for calling me, but I couldn't pick up. And I think she was probably saying, Cy, where are you? Why are you not on the air? But I really am on the air. I was just logging in, making sure that everybody on making sure all systems were a go or are a go with Blog Talk Radio so that everybody can log into the chat room. We can have a good show. It's Monday, and, you know, today is the day, another one of my days. I've been on this whole mindset of just making sure that I was going to lose my cynicism and exchange it for hope and possibility. So I'm starting this week very hopeful and very happy that we have a great week. It's sunny here in New York. I'm feeling good. So to True, who always listens to me every day, I'm feeling good. Today is a good day. I have so much to share, so much to talk about. And as soon as I renew my subscription with Hillside, I'll be able to bring us back every single day, our daily thought. I just have not subscribed to it. My subscription ran out, and they were sending me the like the regular book, but I know you can now subscribe via email. And since I moved, my subscription ran out, and I have not renewed it. So I owe you guys that. I have to get so much better with that. That's the little stuff that you kind of like put on your to-do list, but that's very a critically important element to the show. So I will jump on that and make sure that I can continue to receive daily thoughts from the Hill, so that way I can read it to everybody every day. We had a great show on Friday. It was all music, all Friday. Yeah, some of the Biggie lyrics, oh well. Biggie is Biggie, and sometimes we have to put our, I don't want to say angst, or our whatever aside sometimes, and just say, you know what, I'm going to have a good time. Some people, you know, curse. Some people don't. But if you do, you do. If you don't, you don't. We typically don't on this show. But and I tried to get as many clean versions of Biggie as I could. But you know what, I had a great time on Friday, had an absolute blast playing the music, and I was able to get some Mantronics in for dropping Seed Radio, so I hope he was able to catch that. That was definitely good. I had to get that in there for him. And I've got some even better news. We are on the countdown to our 100th original show, and this is show number 97. I cannot be happier that I'm almost at 100 live shows. It has not been easy. There have been times where we had to, like, abbreviate the show to, well, actually, we started, Life Remix Radio started as a 30-minute show, and just based on the conversations, I found myself always extending the show. And you know, my goal was to take it to a one-hour show. I didn't think I could host a one-hour live radio show every single day. So I said, oh, I'll take it to a full hour in 2000. Well, first I said August, and then I said September. And I said, you know, no rush. I'll take it to a one-hour show in, like, 09. Well, it ended up going to a one-hour show before August. So, you know, you go through your little technical difficulties and all that stuff, but I'm really, really, really excited. I've done more than 100 shows, but I had a couple of rebroadcasts in there. I know when I went to visit my mom in August, I had, I think I did 2 days of rebroadcasts. And I think I've only canceled the show. There have been a few days where we haven't had the show. But other than that, you know, we're up to almost 100 original shows, and I'm like so amped about that. I consider that a pretty big feat and a pretty big accomplishment. So I feel really, really good. The chat room is open. Let me just go see. Oh, I see everybody's joining me now in the chat room. Happy Monday, everybody. True, I already said that I'm happy, that I feel good. I feel better. I know I sound better. Sometimes we just go through these dreary, dreary weeks. I don't understand, but I'm not even trying to go back and understand. Hello. Oh, Curvy Queen. I still did not call you. Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I'm going to put my number in the chat room right now, 212-560-8980. Please call me after the show. I will not, you know, I will not. I'm reading the stuff in the chat room. Sorry, everybody. The True put, love is love. He always says that and has the most soothing voice. And I'm going to talk about that, True. I need you for something, but I'm going to share it in a minute. Curvy says, I have it. That's good. I'm glad you have my number. I stick it all over the place. That way people can't say, I didn't have your number. Oh, yes, you did. Well, I talked about all the good stuff, well, like the programming stuff. Oh, to all of you that are in the chat room right now, how do you log on to listen to this show? Can you let me know really quickly in the chat room how you log on to hear this show? True says it's pouring here in California. It's not. It's actually sunny here. It's actually, the sky is pretty blue with a couple of clouds. Yeah, it's pretty nice here. I haven't checked the weather. I'm up so early, it's dark when I get up, and I just noticed, oh, wow, the sun came out. But anyway, I guess it's going to be nice out. I hope it's going to be a good week. I've got a couple meetings and stuff I've got to run to this week. You gave it to me last week, but you said you would call me and didn't want to bother you. Bother me. Please bother me because I'll forget. I'm trying to get better about not forgetting stuff because I write it on pieces of paper, and then I have a million zillion pieces of paper. How elegant, I go through the portal or I go through my reminder emails. If you can, go directly to the site, which is liferemixradio.com, because what I think is happening, and I just put that directly in the chat room, because I was having a conversation with someone, and they went to the Blog Talk Radio website, and they weren't able to hear the show because it was showing that, like down in the bottom where it says a live chat, that there was no show listed, but I was on the air. I'm like, I was on the air, and they couldn't access it. So that's why I do have the Life Remix Radio. She said, girl, you're making me work. Well, no, if it works for you, don't change it. You know, I'm just saying, if it works for you, rock on, don't change it. she put a smiley face in the chat room. Does that mean it does that sometimes? Yeah, it does, and I don't want to lose listeners because of it. You know what I'm saying? I don't want people to say I'm trying to get to you, and then they go to Blog Talk Radio and can't find it, something like that. So I want us to be able to – I don't want any reason for anybody not to be able to access the show. But if you're, you know, if you're able to get to the show at 12 noon, then – rock on, use whatever way works for you. Yeah. Oh, she put, I need to be here. Well, we need to have you here, and we like to have you here. So that's a good thing. I've got, before I get into my whole George Bush thing, did y'all see he got hit with a, somebody threw two shoes at him? Maybe we're not supposed to laugh because he's the president, but I thought it was kind of funny myself. And when I saw it the first time, and then when I keep watching it on YouTube, God forgive me, he actually is ducking, and it's kind of funny, and maybe it's not very nice, but it is kind of funny that he was ducking. But you know, something more profound, how come when the guy got the first shoe off, where was the Secret Service? Like, they had the guy who was throwing the shoe had a couple seconds to reach down and get his other shoe and actually get it off, you know, and throw it before anybody even pounced on him. You know what I'm saying? I'm like, I don't know. To me, that was kind of funny because, like, where's the Secret Service? Aren't they supposed to be protecting the president? How is it possible that some guy can actually, you know, throw a shoe, bend down, take off his other shoe, throw that shoe, and nobody is there? Like, that just kind of blew me away. how elegant, because he was to be in a secure room. I was shocked with the press. Well, you know one thing, too, and I can't cite my source on this, but from what I understand about from a cultural perspective, a lot of countries throw or think of a shoe as like the lowest thing because it touches the ground. So if they throw a shoe at you, it's like they're throwing like the low – I hope I'm saying this correctly. It's like it's such a level of, like if you spit on a person, you know how that is probably the most, one of the most disgusting things in the world? I think it's like if you throw a shoe, that's like the bottom of the barrel, somebody's shoe, because it touches everything that's on the ground. So to throw a shoe at a person means like you really are just, that's your ultimate disgust. You know that Secret Service guy had to lose his job over that. Yeah. Yeah, true put it, I was shocked that it happened. I was extremely shocked because I think I wasn't, let me go back to a couple more things. I'm sorry. Oh, true put beneath a person, exactly. That's what I was trying to say, that like a shoe is like, yes, it is a large insult in the country. Okay, so I know I'm on the right track. But like to throw a shoe, it's like that's the, like true put beneath the person, your shoe is, you know, the lowest thing on your body. So to throw a shoe is like really, really bad. But you know what? How elegant put, you know that the Secret Service guy had to lose his job. But you know something? This is why we're never going to beat terrorism. And this is why I get offended every time they search all my stuff when I'm flying, regardless if my name is Saida or not. Because the war we're fighting, you can't see. Think about it. Think about it like this. Oh, she put call him Roland. Okay, I'll call him Roland. Roland, you have a defender in the chat room. Sorry about that, Roland. I'll call him. But he never told me to call him Roland. All right, I'll call him Roland. But just listen. This is why I don't feel we're ever going to be able to defend, I mean, like to fight terrorism. Because here's a scenario where this guy probably was fully checked, fully vetted, his news organization or whatever was fully, you know, screened, and then to all of a sudden say, you know, we have to have Secret Service. You have to have Secret Service everywhere. And think about one more thing. Think about this. All right. You've got this guy who's fully vetted. He's in there, and he throws a shoe. So what are you going to do, make people go barefoot into a press conference? And do you guys remember that name? I think his first name was Richard. He was going to, like, burn his shoe or had something hidden in his shoe, and he had gotten on an airplane, and he was going to ignite it, or, like, the shoe bomber. I think his name was Richard something. Well, right after that, I had to fly, and I got very upset that I had to take off my shoes, take off this, take off that, and I probably shouldn't say it on the air, but I've taken stuff in my overnight bag. Like, first of all, I don't check luggage. I've traveled a lot more so, like, right now the economy is not that great, so my travel has slowed down considerably, but I used to travel at least a few times a month, and let me tell you, I never check my luggage because I believe they go through it, but on top of that, I've gotten to my destination, and there'll be, like, a razor in there, or there'll be, like, nail polish remover, or, like, weird stuff that they don't want you to take on the plane, and I'll think, like, dang, how did I get that in there? So I think all that stuff they're checking, we're never going to win. If this guy can take off a shoe, who's to say there wasn't something in his shoe? You know what I mean? Like, when I just look at all that stuff, it's just kind of, you know, kind of quirky. How elegant put, oh, barefoot. Yeah, but it's stupid. And I get frustrated and angry when I have to go through the security and take off my shoes because those floors are nasty. And I'm not one who really likes to wear socks. Like, I still probably don't wear socks. It has to be freezing cold outside to wear socks. And because you have to almost strip down when you travel, I wear as little as possible. So I was getting to the point where I would wear, like, flip-flops because I just hate walking through that stuff. But to walk through on that floor in the airport, it's so dirty and so nasty. But you know what? I guess they're doing it for our own good, as they say, you know. So that's enough about that. I have another topic I want us to talk about. Well, I've got a couple more. I'm going to talk about yesterday, and you guys tell me if I'm right or wrong. My son, the younger one, stayed over at a friend's house Saturday night. So there's a certain level of reciprocity that exists between the young man's family and my family. He comes from a good family, very, very respectful kid. And, you know, you kind of really don't do sleepovers too much when your kids are 15 years old, but I guess because at 15, your curfew, I know my son's curfew is 10 o'clock, and then he comes home at 10 o'clock and he has absolutely nothing to do, and then he's mad at me, and so so that's why I still allow him to have friends stay over, and I've always been a parent that let friends stay over. I'll feed him pizza. Anyway, let me get back to the story. So he stayed over at his friend's house who lives not too far away. So I paged him very early on Saturday morning, and I said, do you guys want to go out to breakfast? And they paged me back, sure. So, you know, they had to get fresh. They had to take their showers, do their hair. So by now it's like, you know, probably like 12 o'clock. And we went to this really, really nice diner that we all go to. It's actually in Jersey City, and it's called the Brownstone. I mean, they have the yummiest pancakes. If anybody ever comes to the Northeast, I swear I'm taking you to the Brownstone in Jersey City because their pancakes are so good. But the line is frequently long, especially on a Sunday near brunch. So when I paged him, if he'd gotten up and gone earlier, it wouldn't have been such a line. Anyway, we've been there tons and tons of times. The people are great, but the line was too long. So they said, Ma, just take us to IHOP. So drove him to IHOP, dropped him off. And I've done this before. And this is open for discussion. I've given my kids, like, my credit card and said, you know, order what you want to eat, and I'll come back and get you when you finish. But since they're only 15, both of them, I didn't do that. I dropped them off. And I said, you know, call me when they're going to bring the check or whatever, and I'll come pay the bill. So, I went to Lowe's and another home weekend decorating project I did. I put new curtains and new rods and all fancy stuff in my home office. And got back there. The bill was $21 and some change. Gave them my credit card, and she said, we need the CID. And I said, for what? How elegant, talking about IHOP on a Sunday morning, IHOP to me is disgusting. And after what I experienced yesterday, first of all, I haven't been to an IHOP in probably like 4 or 5 years because every time I go there, my pancakes are cold. And I'm like, how can a pancake place serve cold pancakes? But anyway, and they were hungry. You put Ohio IHOPs are horrible. Well, the ones in New Jersey are just as bad, which is why I hadn't been there in so long. But they wanted to eat, didn't want Domino's pizza, so they wanted IHOP. But this is why I haven't been there to eat, but if they wanted to go, and it was right near like Lowe's and Home Depot, so that's why I let them go. You know, I don't have to sit there with them while they eat. But anyway, I went in. And, you know, as I came in, my kids were walking up from the table. They met me like in the, you know how all IHOPs have like the register and stuff by the door. I said, all right, go get in the car. I'm going to pay the bill. I'll be out in a second. It was 21, I think 64, something like that. And the lady was like, we need to see your ID. I said, well, I'm not giving you any ID. Why do I have to give you ID? It's a $20 breakfast. Well, we have to see ID. You need to show your ID. It's for your own protection. I said, ma'am, it's only a $20 breakfast. If this wasn't my credit card, trust me, I would not be here, you know, trying to steal. I said, oh, and then so the waitress came up and said, or the server, whatever the PC word is, and said, oh, you're paying for the two kids' breakfast. And I said, yeah, just here, charge. I'll put the tip so I can go. Do you know they called the manager on me? Now, y'all know what kind of week I had last week, and I'm still in recovery. Not literally, but I'm just saying. To call a manager on me, and I said, listen, I'm an adult. I'm not showing you ID for a $21 breakfast. So they told me that I need to go to an ATM machine. So I said, you want me to leave and go to an ATM machine? And they say, yes, if you're not going to show ID. So I said, no problem. I'll go to an ATM machine. Where's the closest ATM machine? They said, in the gas station. Now it's on the other side of the highway. I said, no problem. Do y'all know it took every bit of Christianity in me to not get in my car and drive off? And the only reason I did not get in my car and drive off is because I am a huge believer in karma, that if I had pulled off for a $20 breakfast or a $21 breakfast, I think it would have come back to hurt me for over like $210. I think it comes back to you 10 times worse. So if you do good, I think it comes back 10 times. But if you do bad, it comes back 10 times too. And she's telling me it's for your own ID, your own protection. Oh, yeah, well, that's what you just put, how elegant just put, ask for ID. A friend of mine also has request ID on the back of my card. But here's where my argument stemmed from. The Brownstone Diner is in downtown Jersey City, which is a pretty nice, you know, it's brownstones. The whole area is nothing but brownstones. A lot of young, you know, 30-ish, late 20-ish couples, you'll see them there with, like, their little kids there on Sunday morning. And I have sent my children there to eat, given them my credit card, and said, call me when you're done. Never, ever had a problem. The IHOP was in a different part of town. And I said to them, I said, you know, this tells me I don't need to come back to this restaurant if the people that come here would use a stolen credit card for a $20 breakfast. I was very offended, very upset, and I absolutely refused to show my ID. I just refused. So I only had $13 in my pocket, which made it even worse. So I said, here's $13, and then does that mean I'm not paying for the other $8? Because I'll just walk out, because y'all know last week was a bad week. That's why you can't mess with people with road rage, because you don't know where their head is at. But and I ended up having to charge the $8 difference on my card. Now, because I refused to show ID, they ended up putting it in one of those machines. You know those old machines where they put the card down and then you, yes, Kirby Queen, the IHOP on 440. That's where it was, but I didn't want to say it. But you know exactly where I was. I'll speak to that in 1 second. They ended up putting my credit card in this machine where you had to slide it. Remember the old machines and it takes like an imprint on a paper? So when I left, I was even angrier at myself because, if anything, that compromises the security of my credit card way more than me just giving them my ID upon request. But I was just very, very, like, offended, like, appalled. And so, Curvy Queen, you know exactly where I was. Yeah, the IHOP on Route 440 in Jersey City, across the street from Lowe's and Marshall's and Old Navy. That's where I was. And I will never, ever go back, ever go back again. And the gas station that they wanted me to walk to use an ATM machine, was across Communipaw Avenue, which, you know, it's not in the rosiest of areas in Jersey City. But anyway, she said, I wouldn't trust them over there. Sorry. And that's why I said it's even worse. You know, I almost cut off my nose in spite of my face, because had I actually just showed them my ID, everything would have been electronic. Now they actually have an imprint of my card, so it probably made it worse. Curvy Queen says they're going Christmas shopping as we type. Well, let me tell you something, too, about credit cards. I work for a hotel, and this is why. Oh, here's just a bit of advice, and I have two more things I want to talk to and I want to get to before we start to run out of time, is that when you make a hotel reservation or a car reservation, okay, first of all, everybody run out today and get yourself a Western Union prepaid credit card. The credit card that I used yesterday was my PayPal debit card. So whenever people pay me, like for my business or goods or services or whatever, I have them pay me through PayPal. And with PayPal, they give you a debit card. So there's always just a limited amount of money in that account. There's never a lot of money sitting in that account because I don't, okay, she's saying, Kirby said I would report it lost ASAP. The reason I'm not reporting it lost is because there's never any money in that account. And this is what I'm getting to right now. Get yourself like a Western Union prepaid credit card. I think they have these things called like a Rush credit card. I think those kind of rob you a little bit, because I heard you have to pay a fee to put money on the card. And then you have to, there's like all these other like $5 a month fees or something. I don't have that. I use my PayPal. So that way if somebody, a client, buys something from me, they pay me through PayPal. And then here's what I do. I mean, I'm telling you all my secrets. But, like, whatever amount they pay me, there's a grocery store near my house where I can go and buy, like, a pack of gum. And then they say, well, do you want any cash back from your transaction? And then I'll scoop all the cash back from that difference. So there's never any money in the account. But that's exactly why I do not, I really don't use credit cards anymore, because just like you said, imagine if they swiped that card yesterday. Now that piece of paper with my name on it and my entire credit card number is a piece of paper floating somewhere. And with ID theft, that's all you need. But Rush is by the Simmons dude. Yeah. Oh, hey. Hi, Ro. What's up, Vernon? You just joined us. Yeah, but I think with his card, there's a little bit of, I think you have to pay, like, money or something. I don't know what it is. But anyway, the one that I personally use is the Western Union prepaid credit card. And let me tell you, I used to work for a hotel, and I worked for the sales office. And any time people booked an event and, like, there was extraneous costs or whatever, my boss, she was quick to say, do we have a credit card on file? Just go downstairs to the front desk and swipe it or bill it. And I've seen it done. And I'll tell you one more thing. I made a reservation for a hotel a couple of years ago. I just told you at the beginning of the show how frequently I used to travel. Well, I gave the credit card over the phone, but I always switch the last – I always invert the last two digits. I always switch the last two digits when I make a reservation, when I make a car rental, if I'm using a credit card. And this is why – well, this is not why – it's because what I saw what they do at hotels, why I always switch the last two digits when making a reservation. Well, I made a reservation for a hotel, and I switched the last two digits. So I got a call right back that said, hi, Ms. Brown, I'm calling from such and such hotel about your reservation that you just made. I said, oh, yeah, I got my confirmation number. You know, is there a challenge or anything? She said, well, yeah, we can't bill your credit card. I said, well, why would you bill my credit card? She said, oh, this hotel, we bill you when the reservation is made. That way it makes your check-in a little bit easier. Now, I was a manager at a hotel. I know, and then just my knowledge with credit cards, you can't do that. When you pay for a hotel room, you're paying to stay that night. So how dare you bill my credit card 2 months before I'm even getting to this hotel? But had I not switched the last two digits, they would have swiped my card, and I would have never known. How Elegant says, I'm listening and multitasking. Curvy, I always switch the last two digits. And she said, where do I get that? You can go to www.westernunionprepaidcards.com. I don't have my wallet here with me. But, yeah, it's www.westernunionprepaidcard.com, I believe. Or just go to westernunion.com. You fill out the information online. Just fill it out, and they mail you the card. The card is a dummy card. It has no money on it. It has nothing. And to put money on it, all you have to do is go to any Western Union. And I'm going to tell you another secret. Here's another one. My son, I told him, the big one, the one who's 19, I told him to get one as well. Because now, like, if I was traveling or I couldn't get to him and I wanted to Western Union him money, you know, to Western Union money costs a grip. But if he has a Western Union prepaid card, I can just go to any Western Union and say, oh, I would like to load money into my Western Union MasterCard. You give them the MasterCard number and the money, and they load the money right onto that card. Do you see what I'm saying? So now it's as though I just sent him money through Western Union. Now here's the little caveat. See, I'm telling you all my secrets. Some Western Unions, because they know people try to do this, will ask you, oh, we need to see the card. I could be like, oh, I don't have it. They've never asked me, but they tell you because they know people are going to try to cut corners. But to Western Union money, I think is very expensive. I haven't done it. You know, I don't know what the cost is. But I know to load money into your card, it may cost a dollar, maybe. I don't even think it costs you anything. But anyway, I use my Western Union prepaid card to shop. A friend of mine has one also. Oh, my phone is ringing. That's odd. My friend also has one. And what she does is she has money from her paycheck directly deposited into her Western Union account. So that way it's like that's her discretionary income. If she sees a pair of shoes or she sees something that she wants, you don't have to use your own credit card. Because once there's no money in the account, you can have the number. They can't do anything with it. And also, it's like tied to my PO. I believe it protects your privacy. I'm a big believer in protection of privacy as much as you can. So that's just a viable option. But yeah, if I had not given them such a fit about ID, they wouldn't have even swiped it. So even though somebody has that, there's no money in that account, because as soon as a client pays me, I usually snatch the money right out anyway. So I don't have too much money sitting in that account. It costs, Kirby Queen put, it costs $27 to send $150 from New Jersey to Maryland. See, that's ridiculous right there. That's ridiculous right there. That's a lot of money. That's $27 is a bill. Oh, it could be gas. Did y'all know that gas is going back up? But I'll get to the gas prices in a minute, because I'm going to talk about that again today. But $27 to send $150 from New Jersey to Maryland, that's bizarre. And I've used it with my mother. My mother, if she sends me like a gift, or here's Saida, you know, here's a gift for your business, or whatever it is, she would send it through Western Union, because she has my Western Union number. So she can just go to any Western Union, deposit the money. And like I said, to any parent that may have a kid in college or may have a relative who they probably send money to more frequently than they would like to, get them a Western Union prepaid MasterCard. And like I said, too, I think Russell Simmons has one, too. His is the Rush Card for guys, and I think they have a Baby Fat one that's pink for girls. But anyway, I don't use my credit card really for anything, especially online or especially in stores. I'm so untrusting, and you know, with people not having money right now in the economy, I think it's going to get savagely worse. But just to ask me for ID for a $20 breakfast, I'm still salty about that one, but I'm going to let it go. Hello to Strange Times Radio. Thank you for joining us in the chat room today right here on Life Remix Radio. Today we're talking hot topics and my life for the full hour today. And also it's the beginning of the countdown to our 100th show, which takes place on Thursday. So, you know, my team and I have some fun and good stuff planned for this Thursday, where we will be celebrating 100 original shows. Today's show is show number 97, so we are on the countdown. Going back into the chat room, yeah, they have all of the prepaid credit cards have some type of a fee attached to it, but it's minuscule or minimal in amount when it relates to the cost of sending $27 to send $150 from New Jersey to Maryland. That's just too much. But anyway, let me go on. Let me go to the next topic. I'm going to get to gas prices in a minute. But here's some good stuff, and this affects all of you listeners and all of my friends, all of you who are my friends. For the month of January, I'm doing all 30-minute shows, and this is why. It's just for the month of January. We're going to collectively work on, you know, those who care to, those who want to change their life. We are working on developing a life mastery plan for all of us, for everybody who listens. And this is how it's going to work. The first week of January, we're talking about health for the full week. The second week of January, we're talking about love and relationships. The third week of January, we're talking about spirituality and religion. And then the last week of January, we're talking about prosperity and wealth building. So health, love and relationships, awareness, and wealth and prosperity. And that will take us through the entire month of January, because Thursday, January 1st and Friday, January 2nd, we're not going to have a Bible study that Thursday. And Friday is music, so I'm not going to start our program until January 5th, but hear me out. This is why I'm coming to all of you. For health, I really want to bring Tiffany in that week and either do one show or a couple of shows. For love and relationships, I would really, really love Roland to join me. Roland, I know you're probably multitasking, but here's my open invitation to you. To come in the week of January 11th, or really January 12th is that Monday. If you can do one day, 2 days, whatever you see fit, and that's why we're only doing it in 30-minute sessions, because they're going to be intense 30-minute sessions. That third week is spirituality and religion, and I definitely want Pastor Montan McDonald to come on the show that week. And then the last week is wealth building, prosperity for our plan for 2009. So for the month of January, it's all about all of us mastering our life plan, developing our life plan, developing our plan for 2009. And we come together every single day. So based on that, we share so many talents and we share so many gifts. But I really want us to focus on 30-minute short chunks of information so we can go back and study. And since we're focusing on an entire week on the same subject, we may talk about something, you know, say Tuesday, and then talk about something again on Thursday. So based on that, your brain is still working in the same vein of health or love or awareness or wealth. Your brain is still, so we're going to allow that whole week for that one particular subject to marinate in your brain. And I think it's really good because now that we're off to a new year, we're off to a new start. You know, we're celebrating 100 shows. I will be taking a couple days off the end of December, probably just like Christmas and New Year's Day. But for that month of January, it's going to be nothing but 30-minute shows for the whole month, and they're going to be very, very intense. How Elegant says, so cool, I'm doing a personal mission statement show Wednesday. You know, this is how we all inspire each other. Sandy, you're the one that actually inspired me to do this. Yep, you did, because you and I were talking about personal mission statements last week. And when I think about it, I'm like, that's kind of important. But I think if we can incorporate our personal mission statement as far as our health, our love, our awareness, and our wealth and prosperity and our finances, those are four key, critically important areas in our life. And, of course, this whole month of January, we're not going to be able to, you know, touch on every facet of every area of our life. But, by golly, we're going to try to cover as much as we can. Strange Times Radio says, you should check my show. I was told 9 years ago this financial rash was coming by Spirit and God. Hold on, let me open that up in the chat room. And it says, by Spirit and God, spiritual, okay. I don't doubt it. You know, my mom told me a week before September 11th that she had this horrible dream where she woke up and she saw faces melting into a building. And she never told anybody about it. She just couldn't figure out. She's like, what in the world am I dreaming about faces, you know, melting into the side of a building? And when 9/11 happened, it really, really freaked her out because she was like, oh, my God, that's probably the faces that I saw. And, yeah, it probably was. I mean, that's, can you imagine, like, waking up in the middle of the night knowing that, you know, you saw faces melting into a building, and then a week later to have something like September 11th happen? And it really, that really freaked my mom out. It really bothered her. And, you know, she dealt with it. But I do believe that we get tips into the future. And, you know, I don't want to really get into that right now. But I do believe that we're given tips. And Oprah says, I sound like, you know, somebody who drank the Oprah Kool-Aid. But Oprah says there's a whisper before the brick wall. And I use that analogy a lot because I do believe we do have the whisper before the brick wall. And I do believe that we get hints and signs and indications well before something catastrophic happens. But because we're not connected or because we're busy or because of countless number of things, we miss all the clues. And when we miss the clues, we're like, whoa, how did that happen? But she talks a lot about the whisper before the brick wall, and I definitely believe that to be the case. But then on the same note, I think we can use the little tips and hints that we're given to change our life and to make it a little bit better if we're connected enough and we're able to use them. So, I mean, those are some of the things that I really want to talk about for the entire month of January, and that's going to be pretty much the topic the week of January 19th, where we're just talking about spirituality and our place in it. And I actually have listened to, I borrowed it from the library, A New Earth by Eckhart Tolle. And I wanted to find out, like, what the big deal is, like, why were Christians saying that note that you shouldn't read that, and then why was Oprah saying that it's a must read? And I belong to a Yahoo group, and a young lady was having a difficult time, and it was recommended that she read that. So, you know, I just kind of went through that. But even based on what Eckhart Tolle says in A New Earth, I've also studied at length Deepak Chopra and a couple of other, like, quote-unquote metaphysicians, and they say we're given hints and signs and signals all the time. But even with that, where do I get the knowledge from, or where do I get the inclination to even do something this daring for the month of January? And it's changing up our format a little bit, but just based on the conversations that I've had with so many people, and my frustration with New Year's resolutions. I don't know about you, and I don't make resolutions. Wait, hold on one second. I just saw something in the chat room. Kirby Queen says, Sai, I'll call you about 1:30. Okay, that's fine. That's no problem. I think she left already, but that's fine. Wait, let me read the chat room. Yeah, she says, love y'all. Bye, Kirby. Okay, yeah, she says she'll call me about 1:30. Yeah, but getting back to what I was saying. Sorry about that, because you know I have the chat room up. But I'm not really looking, reading it all the time, so I want to make sure I'm not missing anything. But just even with that, I never make New Year's resolutions. I've never made one because maybe I did years ago, but everybody, I think, breaks them before even the month of January is out. Have any of you all made resolutions and kept them? I'm going to wait for a response for that one. I'm just curious. Has anybody made a resolution and kept it? And if you have made a resolution, how long did it take you to kind of fall off the wagon and get back to your usual self? I've heard that if you do something for 21 days, it becomes habit and it becomes like second nature. I don't know if that's true. I've never tested that theory out. But there may be some truth to it. I'm not sure. But I've never made a resolution. But so many of my friends have made resolutions, and they end up breaking it. Or they end up, oh, you know, I'm still smoking. Or, oh, I'm still doing this. Or, oh, I'm still doing that. So, you know, I don't know. I just don't make them. Oh, wait. How Elegant says, yes, 21 days to become a habit. That's what I thought. And she also put, I don't make resolutions anymore. Yeah, I heard that too. I heard that it's 21 days to become a habit. So I guess, you know, I'm not sure. But our program is for 20 days. So Hyro says, I made a commitment to myself and my family for the 2007 to 2008 transition. I don't understand. I kept it, too. I made a commitment to myself and my family. Oh, so for last year, you made a commitment to yourself and to your family, and now you're saying you kept it. Oh, well, congratulations. That's very, very good. Congratulations. How Elegant says, I may fast. Yeah, I'm going through a cleanse. I'm going to definitely do a cleanse. That's why I really need to get Tiff on the phone, and that's why the very first week for this whole program that we're doing is health, because I want us to monitor our weight, if we can even go to the doctor that week, and then go back at the end of the month, at the end of our month-long program, because if you think about it, the red meat and all the other stuff that Tiff tells us that is really not good for us, let's all see how our body changes throughout the month of January. Or change, and then how Elegant Sandy says, or change my eating for 6 months, like no red meat for 6 months. High Road says, I made the commitment to myself and my family for the 2007 to 2008 transition. I kept it too, with no resolution. That's why I hate saying, oh, my New Year's resolution. Just if you want to make a change, start today. Just start today. Not, I'm going to start next week. I'm going to start tomorrow. Start today, especially if it's something to help you be a better you. I think that's really important. I actually had totally stopped eating red meat for a while, and I don't know, these last couple of weeks, I don't know if it was part of me not feeling well or me not being too happy about certain things, I have been to McDonald's, and you guys have to cross your fingers and don't tell Tiff. I've been to McDonald's. I've eaten like a cheeseburger and a Big Mac. Let's see, today is December 15th, at least 3 or 4 times since the beginning of December. So, I mean, I went to McDonald's yesterday even. No, not yesterday, Saturday. We went Saturday. I went to McDonald's. And I got a cheeseburger and a small fry. So I was like, it's only a cheeseburger. But I had done really well and wasn't doing eating any meat at all. But you know what's so funny? I was doing really well with without eating so much chocolate and brownies and cookies and the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches. I'm like, I really have to get a better diet. But as soon as I slipped and started eating McDonald's, it's like all bets went out the window. Like yesterday, I had probably about a half a sweet potato pie to myself. I just hope my metabolism doesn't slow down because I eat a lot of not good stuff. I eat a lot of stuff that's probably not very good or not very healthy. And I love sweets, and I love sweets, and I love junk food. So those are things that are probably really not very good. But they're so yummy, and they taste so good. But, yeah, once I started eating the McDonald's and I got back into that, it just made it easier to kind of loosen up my restrictions or loosen up, you know, the boundaries that I placed on myself. Hyro said, sigh. Yeah, I've been at McDonald's for a while. And then the pie yesterday. And the pie actually wasn't even that good. But you know what happens, though? Can I like, try to clean it up for myself? Yesterday, you know, I told you I dropped my son off at McDonald's, and then he went back out with his friend, and they were just kind of, you know, hanging out or doing whatever they were doing. So I was sitting in front of my computer all day. And so that's what happened. You know, you go into the kitchen and you get a snack and you get a little one and it tastes really good. And then, you know, like half an hour later, I'm still working and go back and get something else. And then I go back to the kitchen and get something else. Hyro says, I can't believe that. Actually, I have the same weakness. Sweets get the best of me. Yeah, they do. I mean, I can eat chocolate chip cookies. Like, you know which ones I buy, too? I buy the Pillsbury chocolate chip cookies, the Pillsbury ones that, you know, you just cut and put in the oven, and I drop a couple of walnuts in them. Like, I'll chop up some walnuts, and I can sit and eat, like, 4 or 5 of those, and I make them real thick and real big so they're a little gooey in the middle. But I don't know what it is, but it just speaks to when you fall off your sweets wagon or something like that, it just opens you up. And that's why I guess they say, I've heard people say this too about drugs, like don't smoke marijuana, even though Tiff says it's not a drug, because if you smoke marijuana, it's going to make it easier for you to start drinking and maybe engaging in promiscuous behavior, and then, you know, it could be the portal or the gateway into other drugs. Now, you know, I cannot speak on that either way. Oh, my gosh, Tiff just joined us. How many times have I talked this girl up this show? Hi, Tiff. But even with that, that's how I kind of feel about the cookies. Y'all just can't tell her that I talked about the McDonald's. Tiff, close your ears real quick or turn your speakers down on your computer. You all promised not to tell her. She's going to be mad at me. She put, that's not true. Well, and she said that's a marketing campaign. And that's why I said I can't prove it. I'm just saying, you know, we're all grown-ups here. But I've heard. Tiff says, I heard the Pillsbury thing. Dag! I have to tell Blog Talk Radio that I need to make the timing instant, that as soon as you guys turn the show on, your face pops up. Because she was listening and I didn't see her face. Hi, Annie. Oh, my goodness. Hi, Annie. But it's time for me to go off the air. How else? Sandy says she's running to hug Tiff. Tiff, did you hear what I said that I need you to do for January? Because we're down to 6 minutes and I'm getting ready to end the show. But I need you for January, the whole first week of January, we're talking about health. I'm only doing 30-minute shows, and we're going to have a very intense program on health The second week is love and relationships. The third week is awareness and spirituality. And then the last week is wealth, small business, finance, and wealth building. And I was saying at the beginning of the show that I really want you to be that Monday or Tuesday show, if not even, you know, have something to say that entire week, because I want us as a show collectively to monitor our health throughout the entire month of January. So if it's about weight loss, it's about weight loss. If it's about eating better, it's about eating better. But I really want you to share with the room a lot of the things that you've told me about chicken and just a whole bunch of those things. So I'm giving you a public invitation, so if your schedule allows, you know. Oh, she says I'm down. Yay, that's good. I'm happy. Because we all have something very, very important to share. Everybody, let's put in the chat room when everybody's show is on. True says I'm on the phone. It's all good. I can catch up with you. I know TIFF is Wednesday at 11 Eastern Standard Time. True is Thursdays at 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Sandy's is Wednesday. Annie, when is your show? Everybody put all your shows up in the chat room now that we're down to just a couple minutes, because what I did was I put them all in my my PDA, so it pops up. And because of that, I was able to, Saturday, I was in my front room reading, in my living room reading, and my phone was next to me, and an alert came up that Pastor Monta McDonald, who's dropping Seed Show, was about to start. So I wasn't physically at my computer, but because the reminder went off, and that's also how I was able to catch part of True's show last Thursday, because I put an alert in my phone. So if you can put all of your show information in the chat room, and I know I could find it on Blog Talk, but so that way I could put it in my phone. Bio and True, I have yours. Yeah. I have another podcast that I do. It's really early in the morning. I don't know if you guys, it'll probably be too early for you guys on the West Coast, but I do a political podcast, just all politics at 8 o'clock every morning here, so that's like 5 o'clock in the morning. But some of the stuff that I talk about here, www.politicsremixed.com, and then here's the other one, www.ourfirst.com. This is another blog that I write. Oh, one more thing. Oh, wait, how much time do I have left? Okay, 3 minutes. Annie, I'm clicking on your link right now so I can save yours and put it into my phone. Anybody that wants to make money blogging, let me know, because I have really changed or revised or revved up or zhuzhed up, whatever you want to say, how to make money online. So if you want to know, just let me know, and I'll share with you. I'll pour it out of my, you know, I'll pour everything out of my brain to you, because it's working for a couple of people. Just dealing with your meta tags, dealing with your Amazon account, your affiliate account. Let me read to you a couple things that I've learned in case any of this appeals to you. And it works. I'm not talking out of my neck. It works. So let me read this to you real quick before we get off the air. I'll show you how to find out your Alexa rating. I'll show you how to find out how much your Twitter tips are worth, because everybody's Twitter tips are worth something. I will also help you with promoting your internet radio show, SEO, which I talked a little bit about, Vernon, before, search engine optimization, pay-per-click advertising, social media marketing. Because we're missing out so much on so much money that's happening online, and I don't want us to miss out. I want to make sure that, you know, our money is straight for 2000. Hey, I was going to say make sure our money is straight for 2008. I guess I have to come up with something better for 2009. If anybody has any suggestions, just let me know, because that one was pretty lame. Sorry about that, everybody. I just clicked on Annie's show. And I want to save it as a favorite. And as I did, I didn't realize it was going to start up. Sorry about that. Hey, Cy, where do you go for those details? It's just me surfing. I do a lot of Google alerts. I have a lot of Google alerts set. Like, I have a Google alert set for internet plus the word radio. And what happens is when the word's together, I have internet plus radio set up as a Google alert. So anytime the words internet radio pop up, it sends me a Google alert, and that's how I really stay ahead of the curve in a lot of areas. But I also have Google alerts set for internet radio, online advertising. Oh my God, what else? Online advertising, internet radio. I have a couple of Google alerts set up. Find keywords, and you'll be able to, you know, I'm sure you'll be able to, whatever's relative to what you're doing. Like, I blog about Michelle Obama, so, of course, I have a Google alert set for Michelle plus Obama. So that way, anytime anything hits, the second it hits the internet, I'm getting an alert about it. And that's how I was able to, I don't know if you guys heard about this guy who had a Ponzi scheme and built people out of $50 billion. This guy was taking money from people and using it to pay off other people to the tune of $50 billion. I blogged about that Saturday morning at 8 o'clock in the morning. It didn't even start to hit news wires until almost 12 because I have Google alerts set for some keywords. So if you want any, if you need my help, just ask me. Or maybe you want me to do a show about that tomorrow? Is anybody interested? Or would anybody care? Just put it up in the chat room. Anyway, I got to end the show. Oh, my God, we're down to 10 seconds. All right, I love everybody. I'm going to stay in the chat room so I can answer your questions. Never forget that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, the presence of God watches over us. Wherever I am, God is, and wherever you are, God is. I love you all for listening, and I'll be in the chat room. So let me know if you want me to do a show tomorrow on making money on the Internet. Bye, guys.